Welcome back. Undoubtedly one of the big signature events of the summer here in Quincy and really all over New England is the August Moon Festival. Quincy Asian Resources is getting ready for the 39th annual this year. It is coming up a week from this Sunday. It's August 16th. Coddington Street is transformed into a multicultural festival with food, music, and entertainment. So Phil Chong and Rassica Kale are both here from Quincy Asian Resources to give us all the details. Happy August Moon.
Happy August Moon, yeah. Joe.
It's here again, Rassica. Good to see you.
Yes.
It's been a little while since you and I chatted. Philip, always good to see you.
Appreciate Same here. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you, Joe.
Are you surprised? 39 years?
That's my age.
So you were there as an infant.
Trying to. Yeah, right. It's an honor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as we all know that, it did not start with Corey. 39 years ago, right. we're only 25th anniversary, right. Just celebrating this year.
So you were 10.
Something like that. So it started by the Lutheran Church,
yes.
And 39 years ago, really supporting people, immigrants, really want to have them have the opportunity, reconnecting their culture. And then in 2001, we pick up the baton, mm-hmm. and then continue to now. And it's one of the signature events for the city of Quincy.
For sure, yeah.
So we are very proud, and it's all hands on deck. It's like everyone's doing, you know, the preparation, of course, Rassica and the team,
yeah.
But the city, you know, the mayor's office, the police, the park department, DPW, so everyone, so thank you.
Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Started very humble beginnings.
Very humble, always. Still very
well,
humble.
Not so much, I yes. wouldn't say. It's thousands now that
yes.
enjoy the festival.
Yes, a lot of people.
Right? It's yeah. one of your two key events of the year, right?
Yes.
It's August Moon and then Lunar New Year.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So this is mm-hmm. the big one for the summertime. Mm-hmm. Why is this important, Philip, in your culture?
It's I would say this is one of the top three festivals, mm-hmm. Lunar New Year, which is the New Year.
Right.
Now the Dragon Boat is another really big festival. If you have a chance to talk to Peter Ang, that's his baby.
Oh, okay. And, when is that?
It's around May and June.
Okay.
But now actually it's a continuum. So Peter and the team been doing a great work, and then they have a museum on Hancock Street,
yes.
The Dragon Boat Museum,
yes.
And then August Moon Festival. So, yeah. I mean, if you talk to Betty from the city,
sure.
she would debate with me whether the actual dates for August Moon usually fall into the lunar calendar,
yeah.
you know, September, it could be sometime late as October, I think.
Oh, really?
Okay. But of course, you know, August is more convenient for us because of the summer.
Well, right.
And, you know, so it's really big. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
It's a mythical festival, love story. Tell you more in the future.
Really?
Yeah. So Google it.
Okay.
And, but it's
I don't want to Google it. You're here now. Tell me.
Of course, I am the Google. I'm the Google. It's about separation, about a couple.
Oh.
And then this is a day that they can reconnect.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I was always under the impression that it was just like a harvest.
It's
festival.
Also harvest
oh,
too.
Okay.
So that's why there's quite a few versions.
Multi meanings.
Yes.
Okay.
So I take both. So whenever it's convenient to me.
Okay.
But it's a great festival that celebration with the family mooncake.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
So yeah. So. Children, families, getting together, enjoying different food with a mooncake, you know, lantern, lighting up the lantern, those
yep.
type of things. So those are the memories that when I'm growing up in Hong Kong.
Okay.
So
right.
That's what we do. Lighting up candles. Don't do that. I mean, looking
no.
back, dangerous.
No, we can use flashlights today.
or the flashlight from the iPhone. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
yes.
So, so is a great meaningful festival. So families.
Again, I mentioned it's Sunday, August 16th, 11 to 3, all along Coddington Street in mm-hmm. Quincy Center. And Rassica, maybe you can give us just a few of the details about what will actually be happening during that time.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, the festival's grown so much over the years, and it's been really exciting to see it morph and see all of the different things that we've been able to add on. And it's great because there's something for everyone to do, kind of, no matter what your preferences or your interests are. We're really excited. We have about 85 vendor booths.
Wow.
We're coming. So if you come along Coddington Street, that's going to be completely full up, yeah, right from the entrance all the way down past the Y. We have great food from different cultures. We have local businesses. Mm-hmm. We have community organizations. So it's really the place to be if you really want to explore the culture and just connect with what's going on in the city. So we're really excited about that. We have our kids areas. There's going to be face painting, mm-hmm, bouncy houses, rock climbing. We have something for everyone. And then we also have our performance area.
Yes, yes.
So we have a lot of old crowd favorites who've been with us for many years. We also have a lot of wonderful new acts who are joining us this year. So it's been really exciting to be able to, you know, have performers from Quincy and from the region have a space to showcase their various cultural performances, traditions. So we're very excited about that. We will have at the performance stage area our opening ceremony at 12 p.m., which opens with the big lion dance. So if anyone's interested in watching the lion dance and seeing the procession, 12 p.m. at the stage area at 34 Coddington, that's where you want to be.
Okay. All right, very good. Do you want to mention some of the actual acts that are new this year?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a performance group from Northeastern University, the Korean Media and Dance Club. They're coming to do a very exciting K-pop act. That's new for us, I think, especially as that's become more popular over the last couple of years. We've seen a lot more interest in people wanting to watch and also wanting to perform. So it's been really nice to have a space to showcase some of those more modern, contemporary Asian traditions.
Korean
as well.
Pop music, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yes. Anything else? Then we have some of our traditional dance performers. We have the Westwood Chinese Dance School. We have some Quincy local favorites. We have the Guangzhou Association coming. Mm. We have Boston Chinese Dance coming. Mm. We have Dance Revelations, who does kind of more contemporary and traditional Chinese dance fusions.
Okay.
So it's going to be a really, really wonderful lineup of performances.
Yeah, and the performances are free, right? There's no charge to
the performances are free, as is the entire festival.
Right. Yeah. It's just that food has a cost, obviously.
Yes. That is right. But entering the festival, being there, enjoying the space is free. We welcome everyone to come in. We're accessible by walking.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about logistics in terms of getting there and parking and things like that. Yeah.
We are going to have some free parking available at the Quincy High School parking lot and at the South Shore YMCA, but the festival itself is also just a 5-minute walk from Quincy Center Station.
Sure.
So if you're coming down by the Red Line or the commuter rail, it is a very, very easy walk from there as well.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, there'll be some designated areas for handicapped spaces as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for folks who have some mobility issues. Very good.
Yeah.
Or it's a whole new community in Quincy Center now with new residences and folks can walk.
Yes.
A walking festival, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's meant to be accessible for everyone. That's what we always want.
Yeah. It must take an army of volunteers to put this on every year, Resica.
It does.
I'm sure,
It does. And that's one of the challenges, but one of the joys of a festival like this is just being able to mobilize and see everyone come together and find their place in the festival. We have some wonderful Quarry volunteers as well, along with our staff, who have been supporting us with our programming and are going to be at the festival.
Mm-hmm.
We have our youth volunteers. It's been a wonderful year after year to see our high school volunteers kind of really take parts of the festival and make it their own.
Yeah.
They run some of our youth activities. They support all of the logistics on the back end. They do a lot of work helping us to get the word out about the festival around town. So if anyone has seen posters of the festival kind of up at different restaurants and things like that, they're really out there kind of making sure people know that the festival is happening, which has been wonderful.
Yes, we have one of them here we can show folks. So one of the posters, it's very colorful. Who designed this year's graphics, do you know?
Our designer is one of our board members, Lily Chu. She runs, she's the co-founder of CNC Printing here in Quincy. She's been a wonderful partner over the year. If you've ever enjoyed any of our posters, they're all her creative genius.
I bet they're all archived somewhere, right?
Yeah.
The originals going back to the beginning, of course.
Yeah.
Do you need any help that day, Rassica?
You know, we are all good on help. What we really want is for people to get the word out and
help.
To come come down and enjoy.
Yeah.
So far, the weather is looking like it's going to be really good.
Well, it's a little ways off, but
hopefully a little
cooler than this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. but it's rain or shine, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then in terms of cleanup afterwards, you need help in that department as well?
We're all good. We're very, very grateful. We have our volunteers and we have a lot of people who are working with at the city of Quincy.
Sure.
People are familiar with how the festival works. We're able to be very efficient with it. So as soon as the festival is over, it takes us just a few hours to get everything clear so that the roads are free for everyone to use again.
That's amazing, yeah. Now, during the festival, will the volunteers be identifiable? Will they have shirts
on?
Or?
Yes. So we have, our quarry volunteers have their shirts which say quarry volunteer on them.
What color?
They're red.
Okay.
Nice bright red for the festival. And you'll also see quarry staff in our signature quarry teal color with a shirt that says quarry staff. So if anyone is looking for any help, needs to be signposted, wants to know where the restrooms are, where performances are, definitely you can flag down one of our volunteers or one of our staff. They'll be identifiable by the shirt, and they'll be very, very happy to help.
Okay. Is there like a schedule of events? That
there is a schedule of events, and I will send it to you afterwards. But that will go live next week.
Okay. On your website?
On our website, that's right.
And social media, of course.
And social media. And we'll have our program book that comes out.
Okay.
We'll put that up all across our website and social media as well. So if people are looking to see who the performances are, when the opening ceremony is, what the event map looks like, that'll all be in our program book and will be accessible to everyone before the festival.
Super. Do you know about how many folks attend the festival, even just roughly?
Our best count is, I think we have 10 or 15,000.
It's amazing.
Come in. It is really, really wonderful. And just being there on the day, being able to see the crowd, people come in early as well. Because they're so enthusiastic. They know the festival.
Yeah.
It's been such a joy since I've started working on the festivals as well. As I meet people, I'm telling everyone I know that the festival is happening. But then to hear from them, yes, I know the August Moon Festival. We come here all the time. We make a point every year. We come with our family. I've been coming since I was a kid. So it's just wonderful.
It must be music to your ears to hear that.
It's really wonderful just to be a part of, you know, that the fabric of that history.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You have a lot of sponsors on your flyer. Did you want to mention a few of them?
Yes, we do. We're always very, very grateful to our sponsors. None of this would happen without their support. I especially would love, you know, the City of Quincy has been a phenomenal partner as they do. I also want to give special thanks to our presenting sponsors, South Cove Community Health Center, our diamond sponsors, Fox Rock, and also State Street and Cammen Food, our Jade sponsors. All of our sponsors are incredibly important to us, and they've all been with us year after year. They know how important the festival is to the community. They recognize the value that it brings, and having that shared space, having a way to recognize and celebrate your culture, to share it with others, but also the value of the festival as a connecting point for people in the community to know what's happening in the city, know where they can find different resources, different businesses. So we're always very, very grateful to be able to run the festival in partnership with them. We're also very grateful every year we get volunteers from State Street. So along with our youth volunteers and our quarry volunteers, you'll also have State Street volunteers who help us to run the festivals behind the scenes.
Very good. Next year will be the 40th, so it'll have to be something special, right?
I know, something special. Fingers crossed we'll do something something big. I would love to get the word out and see even more people come down.
Okay. Philip, you have the right person here in Rossica.
Don't you think so? See?
Definitely overseeing this. So you should feel very comfortable that things are going to
be smooth. Very, very comfortable.
Yeah,
so thank you, Rossica, and the team, the volunteers, the city, the Y, actually. I want to give a shout out to the Y, too.
Point,
so the Y being very supportive, letting us to use the parking lot. And so it just, you know how busy they are. And so any inconvenience causing, so really appreciate and thankful for that.
Yeah, they have 20,000 members themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be a very busy day that
very
day.
Very busy.
Oh, yes.
What else is going on at Quarry, Philip?
Well, Jessica, you want to talk about some of the programs? We have a lot of good programs.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the mental health counseling?
Yes. As Philip said, it's always a busy time at Quarry. I think one of the things that has been really good over the last, you know, even 25 years or so, we have the programs that everyone knows and loves, and we bring them back, and we have them ongoing with regularity, but we've also been able to expand and introduce new programs as community needs have evolved. So the last couple of years, we launched a counseling center that has been offering bilingual counseling services to people who need them. So far, we've been offering services in Mandarin and Cantonese, but we're very proud to announce that we do have Vietnamese language ability now. We've recently onboarded a counselor, a clinician who speaks Vietnamese, so we'll be able to offer services in that language as well, which
That's
is a big
a growing
step.
Community in the area, Vietnamese community.
Yeah.
Very good.
And, you know, it's one of those programs and needs that there's always a need for, but people aren't always sure where to go or how to even begin having that conversation. So that's been really important to us as an organization,
Certainly.
Is to make sure that that's accessible and it doesn't feel shameful.
Of course.
To have to seek that out. Everyone needs help.
Yes. Yes, yeah. it takes strength to ask for help, actually, right?
It does. Yeah. It really does, and it takes a village to keep us all moving forward.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah. So much going on. I mean, we have, we're very excited with the start of the new school year. There's always a lot of things happening on our end. Corey has been really, really grateful to work with Quincy Public Schools for so many years. So we'll have our regular youth mentoring program that's open for high school students. That'll come back in the new school year. We're also expanding a program that we piloted with Quincy Public Schools last year. It's called GROW. It stands for Guidance, Resources, Outreach, and Wellness. I'll get the hang of it.
No, you got it.
But what it really is it's a school-based wraparound service program for families. What we've noticed a lot of times is when it comes to these core services that Corey offers, whether it's SNAP and social services, whether it's English classes or food access, it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort to have to juggle going from place to place, you know, appointment to appointment to try and get the help that you need.
Sure.
And so this program was really a way of trying to simplify that and have one coordinated access point so people didn't have to take extra time and effort to access those resources. So we bring all of these services on site at the schools so that if parents are coming in for drop-off or for dismissal, it's like, hey, you're already at the school. You know what the school is. You trust it. We're also here every week, every 2 weeks. You'll get to know us. So when you're dropping your kid off or just before you pick them up, drop in, have a conversation with our staff. Maybe there's something that we can help you with kind of navigating resource-wise. Maybe you want to kind of drop in for our English class. Or maybe as you're going, stop by and pick up a free bag of fresh produce because we're bringing that in monthly to the school.
Okay.
So we piloted that at Snug Harbor Community School last year in partnership with Stop and Shop, and it has been really wonderful to see the success of that program and see it take root in the school. You know, I'm always concerned with the numbers on the back end, how many people did we serve, did everything go right? But even just hearing the stories at the end of the year from parents, from the school staff saying, it has been so useful to be able to tell parents that we have you guys coming in here and that this is there for them, and being able to see the response to that has been really positive. Yeah. And so just knowing that, you know, the need doesn't go away and that, you know, there's people who need help all over Quincy. We're now working with Quincy Public Schools to expand the program to new schools in this coming school year so that we can be on site there as well.
Excellent. Yeah. Philip, music to your ears, I am sure.
Love it.
To hear
so
how the organization has grown.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So having Stop and Shop, having Quincy Public School, especially Stop and Shop headquarters in Quincy.
Yes.
So this is just really feel good. And we hope to expand as many schools as we can. With the support with the QPS and also volunteers.
Yeah.
So,
do you have any concerns about, have there been any changes at the, say, the federal level that are impacting Corey that you're concerned about?
There's certain fears and impacts, definitely, as you all see seen the news, but our operations and service, our mission still continue to keep going.
Sure.
And our culture is the same, is we support immigrants, whatever they need, so we're here for them.
Absolutely. Yep. Website, phone number, social media, or stop by your headquarters, right?
Our website is quariusa.org.
Yes.
And everyone knows my phone number in the city of Quincy, so just give me a call. But check out our website and come to our office. If you need to walk in, come to 275 Hancock Street in Quincy, right across from North Quincy High. So we are always there.
Or stop by August Moon.
Yes,
absolutely.
August 16th, 11 to 3 along Coddington Street.
Hard to miss.
Thank you both. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a happy August Moon.
Appreciate you.